This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We are back with the girls tonight at home at the Owl's Nest, and we will be hosting the Countersport Lady Falcons. So Jimmy Keltz, your voice of the Owls, joining you here again live from the Owl's Nest. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And the Lady Owls come in the midst of a pretty tough season. We've seen how most of the season has played out. Obviously, we've had the pleasure of covering a few games here on WESB Sports. But they started their season with a handful of losses in a row. They got their first win at home against Johnsonburg, I believe, in the week before Christmas, or the week of Christmas, just before they went on their winter break. And since then, it's been some tough sledding. That's been their only win on the season so far. I believe they come in tonight 1-11. Of my most recent tally is correct. They had a game on Wednesday in Elk County Catholic, well, in St. Mary's at Elk County Catholic High School, which they lost 44-23 while the boys were here and we were covering the boys' games. But they do have a couple of close losses on their record. They have a 3-point loss to Kane, and that was obviously a tough one, a heartbreaker. 3-point loss to Kane, and they have a 5-point loss to Johnsonburg. So that's another close one. They've had a couple of games, you know, that haven't been, as close. A couple of games where they've been. Obviously, we see the ECC game. That was a 21-point win. But they're kind of finding their identity this year, and they just haven't had the opportunity. They haven't had the luxury of time to do that, really. So they've had to kind of learn on the fly here. There have been a few leaders that have emerged. Alana Benson obviously has emerged as a leader this year. And also Callie Dixon has really stepped up in that forward position. And we'll see both of them in the starting line tonight, which we will get to eventually. We'll do the starting lineups for both teams shortly before tip-off. Now, the Countersport Lady Falcons come in, and they're another team that's found some success this year. 8-3 overall on the season, though I believe actually that was before their win yesterday at Northern Potter. So I think that's actually 9-3. So most recent game was yesterday. They traveled to Northern Potter and they win by 6, 37-31. And in that game, actually, they were tied going into the fourth quarter. So just to give you an idea of kind of who this Lady Falcons team is and how they might play if it's a close game down the stretch. Now, they go into the fourth quarter tied with Northern Potter, and they had three players. It was Liz Frame, it was Savannah Myers, and Belle Porterfield. Those three players combined for all 14 fourth quarter points, including going 8-for-8 from the free throw line, a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line. And they end up coming back and getting a nice 6-point win there at Northern Potter yesterday. The game before that was on the 25th. So Tuesday, I believe, that was a 20-point win at home for them versus Port Allegheny. 47-27 was the final score. They had 10 points from Liz Frame, their point guard, but they had 9 different players on the score sheet. 9 different players contributed offensively for the Lady Falcons on Tuesday. So pretty incredible there. We did see one team that the Lady Owls played earlier in the season. I can't remember if it was St. Mary's maybe or Dubois. Either way, it was similar to that. It was 8, 9, 10 players that have contributed offensively. And anytime you see that, it's going to be tough to overcome. If you've got a deep team and a deep bench, and just about any time you substitute somebody out, the person coming in their spot can still put up points, it's tough to overcome that. And then back to Countersport, their third most recent game would have been last Wednesday, I believe. It was a closer game.
Maybe that wasn't their most recent. Maybe the reason I marked it is because it was their last loss. And I wanted to highlight that as well. It was a 35-30 loss to Smithport. So that was on 119. So that would have been what last Wednesday, I believe, a 5-point loss to Smithport. But there are a couple of stars on here, as you've heard. You've probably gleaned as we talked over the pregame. Liz Frame is going to be one to watch out for. Bell Porterfield is going to be one to watch out for. Savannah Myers, and they've got another one, Emma Chambers. Emma Chambers has also been quite proficient as a scorer as well. Frame actually had 16 points total in their most recent win at Northern Potter. So that's going to be, I think, their go-to shooter, and it also she is kind of their number one point guard. So she's going to start off with the ball in their hand, and she's also going to score a lot. You need to get that ball out of there, make her move the ball around, and then also cover her in movement as well. Lady Owls, again, 1-11 on the season. Their most recent game Wednesday, lost to Elk County Catholic. A couple of close games that the one loss could easily be 3 or 4. And hopefully they can steal one away tonight from Countersport. Well, we are getting ready shortly here to break for the national anthem. And when we do, we'll come back with these starting lineups for both teams, and we'll be just about ready for tip-off. But before we go into that break, I do want to highlight what's coming up this weekend, and more specifically tomorrow. So tonight we are covering the Lady Owls at home, hosting Countersport. Tomorrow, the boys had a game that was moved up. So originally scheduled for February 5th, next Saturday, was the boys hosting Clarion Limestone, a Saturday game, a 3:30 start. That game has been moved up, was moved up, I believe, earlier in the week. And we are going to cover that game here on WESB Sports. So tomorrow at about 3:20, we'll start the pregame. The Owls will be hosting Clarion Limestone, a curious matchup. They're a smaller sized school. We've never played Clarion Limestone in basketball before. And in football, they're always in a co-op. They're always in a co-op with a couple of other of the Clarion area schools. So tomorrow will be our first look against Clarion Limestone. They have a curious record as well. Obviously, we'll go over that tomorrow during that game's pregame, but that'll be tomorrow, 3:20, and that'll be followed by NCAA basketball, Kentucky at 5:45, Kentucky at Kansas at 5:45, and then Sunday obviously is NFL coverage, doubleheader for playoffs, the divisional championship weekend. It'll be Cincinnati Bengals at Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC championship starting at 2:00. And the San Francisco 49ers at Los Angeles Rams for the NFC Championship at 6:15. So just a quick peek at what's coming up this weekend on WESB Sports as we wrap up the pregame show, get ready to pause for the national anthem, do our starting lineups and tip off for tonight's Lady Owls basketball game against Countersport. And again, we have a couple of stars on that Countersport team going through their lineup. Will be a lot of fun to look down through. Obviously, we mentioned Liz Frame, but there's a couple other players that we'll need to keep an eye on as well. We'll pause now and be back with the starting lineups for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
298 CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
All right, welcome back to Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports at the Owl's Nest, and we are ready to host the Countersport Lady Falcons. So let's go through our starting lineups tonight, starting for the visiting Lady Falcons. Starting at guard, number 5, Savannah Myers. She is a sophomore. Starting at guard, number 11, Belle Porterfield. She is a junior. Starting at the point guard position, she's going to run the ball. I mean, everything is going to pretty much run through her. Number 14, the senior, Liz Frame. Starting at forward, number 15, Emma Chambers. She's a junior. And starting at forward, number 23, Sierra Myers. And Sierra Myers is a sophomore. And for your Bradford Lady Owls tonight, starting at guard, number 3, the senior Alana Benson. Also at guard, number 4, Mackenzie Taylor. Starting at forward, number 14, Callie Dixon. Starting at guard, number 21, Abby Schleicher. And starting at guard, number 22, Carly Pershini. That'll be the starting 5 tonight for the Lady Owls. And Mackenzie Taylor getting the starting nod tonight. I believe typically we see Riley Close in that starting position. Yes, usually we see Riley Close in that starting position. She's a little taller, so she does play a guard, but she can slide into point or into forward rather, especially in zone coverage. She'll be the one dropped back. But Mackenzie Taylor getting the start tonight, which is good to see because she's a younger player, so she's getting some good experience here tonight. So the tip-off is underway, and Countersport has control. The Lady Falcons in their all-purple aways. Layup is good on the left side, but it is well defended by Pershini and no good. And we've got Schleicher with the rebound, so she'll hand it off to Benson. Benson bounce pass to Pershini on the left side. Nice little give and go to Callie Dixon and Pershini. Give and go, good for 2 points on the left side. Great start here for the Lady Owls. Beautiful play. Dixon just came up to the high elbow. And Pershini gave her the pass. Alana Benson dives for the steal. Can't quite get there. Three-pointer is up and good for Liz Frame. So that, a long two, rather. A long two-pointer. So we're tied up at 2. 7 minutes in the first quarter. Callie Dixon will fake the handoff to Benson, put the ball down. She picks the ball up to give it to Pershini and travel before she can get the pass off. So it'll be a Bradford turnover. Countersport coming back down the other way. And here's the inbound to Frame. Frame dribbles up. The Owls in their all whites for their home. Pass goes out of bounds for Countersport, so they turn it right back over, and we'll have Lady Owls possession. Still knotted up at 2, a minute and 20 into the contest. 6:40 left in the first quarter. Inbound goes long to Benson. Countersport in the full court trap. Bradford breaks through the half court line, and a pass to Benson. She drives in left side. Layup is just a little shy. Countersport with the rebound. Outlet goes to Frame. Frame driving up left side. Puts a little move on Schleicher and turns around, comes back out. They swing around the perimeter. Now back around the other way. Frame ends up with it right up top. High screen for her. She'll kick it to the right side. A drive baseline. Finger roll is good. A little floater from Savannah Myers. And it's 4-2. Countersport leads. 6 minutes left in the first. Callie Dixon will bring it over the half court line for Bradford. She gives it to Schleicher on the right side. Benson is even farther to the right. She will collect that, get a high screen from Pershini. Hand it off to Taylor. Back to Schleicher. Schleicher drives. It's knocked out of her hands, but Benson picks it up. Benson inside to Dixon. The pass is tipped. Frame tries to get the steal, but she touches the out-of-bounds on the baseline, and it'll stay Lady Owls basketball. Benson will inbound with 5:33 left. Goes to Dixon. Dixon to Schleicher. Back to Benson. Pump fake on the three. Driving inside. Layup is no good, but she's fouled. So Benson will go to the line for two and try to tie it up from the free throw line. So that first offensive play, that Bradford run, is just kind of a fantastic old school basketball play. Dixon on the elbow. Schleicher does the give and go, and Dixon gives it right back on the backdoor cut. Benson's first shot is good. Second shot is short. Frame gets the rebound. She's coming back down for the Lady Falcons. Benson with the steal. Benson trying to go coast to coast here, but Frame can get in front of her. Puts up a tough shot, and it falls. Alana Benson gives the Lady Owls the lead 5-4 with 5:08 left in the first quarter. Great play. Benson with the steal, coast to coast. Tough coverage from Belle Porterfield, but she's able to get the finish anyways. There's a little bumping going on. A little bumping going on. And Benson is called for the blocking foul. So it's her first team first. Countersport will inbound with 5:02 left, down by one. 5-4, Bradford leads. Inbound, and a blocked shot. It's no good. Schleicher has the rebound. It was Sierra Myers down low, right off the inbound, but well defended. Schleicher coming down the other way. Gives it to Dixon on the high elbow. Almost stolen, and it is stolen. So Myers with the steal. Outlet pass to Frame. Frame brings it up. Back to Myers. Back to Frame up top. They play a little bit of catch. Frame goes into motion, and that brings Chambers up to the outside of the perimeter. Back to Myers. She drives, and a floater from just inside the free throw line, about 8 feet out, and that's good for two. So it's 6-5 now. Countersport leads, and Bradford will turn it over shortly following the inbound. Goes out of bounds. 6-5. Countersport leads with 4:13 left in the first quarter. Frame brings up the ball and gives it to Sierra Myers. And Schleicher with the steal. So Schleicher will try to bring it up cross half court. She does. She's guarded tightly by Frame. She hands it off to Benson. Benson fakes left, goes right. Back to the left. Pass to Kaylee Dixon on the left side of the perimeter. Hand it back off to Benson. Benson driving. And one for Alana Benson. So Benson just drives off the handoff from Dixon on the left side, is able to elevate and get the shot up and create some contact. And now Mackenzie Taylor will come out of the game for Riley Close. And the three-point play is good. So we've got a two-point lead for Bradford, 8-6 with 3:42 left to play. The Lady Owls have come to play tonight. Kaylee Dixon causes the steal. Close, back to Dixon. Dixon driving right side. Layup is up and just off the mark. And Countersport is able to get the rebound. Outlet pass to Frame. Frame bringing it in. Pass inside to Myers. Shot is blocked. And Benson gets the loose ball. Benson will come back the other way for Bradford. Still with the two-point lead, 8-6. We're at 3:14 left in the first quarter. Pershini on the left side looking. She'll dribble up to the center. That'll send Schleicher in motion to the right side. And Close will come up top to gather the ball. She passes right side to Schleicher. Schleicher drives, loses it. Frame with the steal. Frame gets over half court, passes it down. Back across court to Chambers. Chambers driving right side. Kicks it back out to Savannah Myers. Back inside to Chambers. Cross court to Sierra Myers. Sierra Myers puts up the long two. It's no good. Close fighting for the rebound. Alana Benson creates the jump ball. And it's going to be Bradford possession after Countersport won the tip-off. So still 8-6. And we've got a timeout here. I believe that's Coach Richards of the Lady Owls. And it is taking a half a timeout. And we'll take a tax in timeout right alongside him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Here's the inbound Bradford Lady Owls basketball. A pass down low, too close, and it's just strong off the glass. Frame gets the outlet pass and comes back down. We're right back into the action here, coming out of the tax in timeout. Still 8-6. Bradford leads with 2:20 left in the first quarter. All down for Chambers. Chambers kicks it out to Savannah Myers. Back to Chambers. She works down low. A little up and under move. And creates contact, misses the layup, but draws the foul. So she'll go to the line for two. The foul will be on Close. It's her first, team second. And Chambers with a chance to try to tie this game up at the line. First shot is up, and that's good for Emma Chambers. It's her first point of the game. She'll take one more. Lady Owls doing a great job here in the first quarter, keeping it close and building a couple of leads here. It's tied up currently 8-8 after the second free throw is good. Schleicher breaks the full court trap and goes through for a layup. It's strong off the glass. Dixon gets the rebound, puts up the next shot. No good. Pershini with the rebound. Benson drives, and the floater is good for Alana Benson, and it's 10-8. Bradford leads. Here comes Frame. But the Lady Falcons, what a game this is. So it's Chambers sets up for three. It's long. Benson fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And last touched by Benson. So Myers will inbound. Looking for Frame. It's not there. Frame's got to go back to the other side. Far right side. And she will gather. She's going to drive in. Kick it out. A drive baseline on the right side. Layup's no good, and Close gets the rebound, but Chambers is able to force a jump ball, so it'll stay here for Countersport, but that will flip the possession arrow back. Here comes another inbound. It's a three-pointer up right off the jump from Bell Porterfield, and it's good. That gives Countersport a one-point lead, 11-10 with 1:22 left in the first quarter. Lady Owls, Benson. Working, gives it to Close on the left side. Close, Schleicher goes in motion. Close drives, kicks it out to Benson. Pass down low to Dixon, but it's tipped. She has to come out to get it, but she does. Benson cuts, and Dixon tries to pass it to her, but that goes out of bounds. Last touch by Countersport. So Close will inbound. And it goes to Benson at the elbow, but it goes right behind her head. So now Countersport down on the fast break. And Benson with the stuff, but she's called for a foul. Whole lot of ball, but a little bit of hand. Enough to be called for her second foul of the game. And that's going to cause a little trouble. Early foul trouble here for Benson. And it sends Maddie Dubots to the line. First shot, no good. So still a one-point game. Dubots gets one more shot. It's 11-10 with 55 seconds left in the first. Second shot for Dubots. Also no good. Close trying to get the rebound, but Countersport gets a hand on it. The rebound goes long, and that creates the opportunity for Dubots to get her own. Putback is no good, and Schleicher with it now. Schleicher will bring it up across half court. She's picked up there by Frame. Picks up her dribble, needs a little help. She gets it by Pershini. Pershini down low to Dixon. Dixon going in on the left side. Puts up a tough shot. It's no good. Close. Trying to get the board, but it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Countersport ball. 30 seconds to go. Still 11-10. Good close game here in the first quarter. Cross-court pass to Dubots. Down low. And a shot by Frame for three. It bounces around. Hits the front and back of the rim and drops in. And we've got 6 seconds here for the Owls to try to answer back. Dixon, and it's stolen. Stolen by Dubots. Dubots at half court finds Frame, but they can't get the shot off. So we'll go into the locker room with, I believe that was a three, but we didn't get the marking on it. So I believe it's going to be, Nope, it was a long two. So we're looking at 13 to 10, a 3-point lead for Countersport after the first quarter of action. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. For the start of the second quarter, the Owls led a couple of times in that first quarter. Most recently, it was 10-8. But Countersport in the midst of a 5-0 run right now to make it 13-10. Bradford starts with possession. A nice pass to Benson in motion, but the layup isn't good. And Countersport's coming down the other way. Frame on the left side. Stops at about 12 feet out for a jump stop. Jump shot, and that's good for Liz Frame. Great shot from just inside the three-point line. Dixon gives it to Schleicher. It's 15-10. Schleicher driving in. And it goes out of bounds. Apparently, last touched by Schleicher must have went off on her foot. So tough break there as Bradford turns it over. Countersport with a 5-point lead and possession with 7:30 left in the first half. Lady Owls need to try to get back in this and not let the Lady Falcons pull away. Here's a shot, and that's good for Emma Chambers. Wow, a shot from about 8 feet out on the baseline, left side. And here's a steal. Liz Frame off that full court trap. It's strong off the back of the rim. And we have a jump ball. And that's going to be Countersport. As Bradford had possession to start the second quarter. So Countersport will get the jump ball. And the possession arrow will flip back over. 7:06 to go. It's 17-10. Frame with it. Top of the key. Back to Myers. Down low to Chambers. Chambers in working double coverage, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be a Countersport turnover. And Bradford inbounds, trying to break this full court trap. Benson with it. Left side, back to Schleicher. Schleicher over to Pershini on the right. Back to Schleicher in the middle. Cross half court to Benson on the left. Now Benson gets it stolen. And here's Frame with the left-handed layup, and that's good. And that's going to be a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Bradford, a full timeout. A tax-in timeout for Bradford Lady Owls basketball. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Route 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout, Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Lady Owls basketball after the tax-in timeout. Coach Richards trying to draw something up for the Lady Owls, who are in the receiving end of an 11-0 Countersport run. It was 10-8 with a couple minutes left in the first quarter, and it's currently 19-10. Countersport leads. Trying to break that full court trap yet again are the Lady Owls. Kaylee Dixon gets it across half court, and Frame comes away with another steal. Frame on the right side. Beautiful bounce pass. And that's good for two from Porterfield. Frame with a lovely assist. Cuts through the defenders. Benson gives it to Schleicher. Schleicher driving left side, turns around, kicks it out to Dixon. That one's off the mark, and Chambers gets the board. Outlet pass to Frame. Frame gets it across half court. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone. Myers back to Frame on the right side. Now Chambers with it. Porterfield. And the ball goes loose, but it's tipped by Bradford as it goes into the backcourt. So Frame will gather it and not get called for the over and back. Frame on the left side. Going to drive in, kick it out to Myers. And they try to pass it back to Frame. And Riley Close is able to tip the pass. Frame still tries to catch it, but it goes out of bounds. Great job by Close to read that pass. And that eases off the full court trap here. So they pick her up at half court as Benson comes across the half court line. Pass down low to Kaylee Dixon. She's open for a left-handed layup. And she gets her first two of the game. And it's 21-12, back to a single-digit deficit of 9 with 5:06 left in the first half. Porterfield back to Frame. She steps up, takes the three, and it's short. Porterfield gets the long rebound. Back to Frame to Myers. Myers driving. Turns around, brings it back out. Bounce pass down low. And Frame with another three. This one's good. She got a second look on the same possession. Didn't miss it twice. Back to a 12-point lead. Actually, the largest lead of the night, a 12-point lead. 24-12. They were previously up by 11. And that's maybe close. I missed it. Stepped on the sideline there. And it turns it over. So counter sport ball. Porterfield to Close, or to a carry on Frame. Frame takes the pass, little pump fake, tries to drive in, fancy move. So it's a little illegal, a little bit of a carry, and that's going to be a timeout taken by Coach Bunnell of Countersport. We'll take a tax in timeout right alongside with him. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax-in timeout for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Counter Sport Coach Joe Bunnell calls the full timeout there. His team with a 12-point lead currently, 24-12, as Counter Sport went on a big run from the end of the first quarter to the start of the third. Benson picks up her dribble, gives it to Schleicher. Schleicher gets it across half court, tries to pass it down to Pershini, and it sails over her head. And Coach Richards just tells her to calm it down a little bit. Calm it down. So here comes the Lady Falcons. Frame. And it's stolen. Pass stolen by Close. Close on the left side. Comes in. Knocks it away. And Close will slow it back down. Pershini with three. It's long. Close trying to get the rebound. Can't go. Porterfield will get it. Outlet pass goes to Frame. And Close will meet her at the half-court line. Inside to Myers. Pass is tipped, but Close can't get to it. Frame does, but she loses it. And there'll be a turnover on Countersport. So 3:42 left in the first half, 24-12. Schleicher inbounds to Benson. Porterfield has proved to be a tough defender. Quick hands. Pass down low to Dixon. She turns around, puts up the left-handed shot, and that's good. And the Lady Owls might have figured something out there. That might be there for Dixon. It's been there twice. And they can't guard her down low on the left side. Benson with the steal. She gives it to Schleicher. 24-14. Lady Owls down by 10 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Schleicher back to Benson. Benson picked up by Porterfield. She gives it to Close and sets a screen. Pass goes down low to Dixon on the left side, but it's tipped out of bounds. So they are looking her way again, which is a great idea. Of the 10 points that Bradford scored in the first quarter, 8 of them were by Benson. So they need to get Dixon involved here, and they have in the second quarter. Now if they can keep them both scoring at a high pace, that'll be the recipe for success. Schleicher to Benson, top of the key. She gives it to Close. Close gets a high screen from Pershini and gives it to Schleicher. Dixon ends up with it, puts up a tough shot, double covered. It's no good. Frame with the rebound. Frame coming down. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Alana Benson. Tough one. That's a tough one.
So that's going to bring Mackenzie Taylor back into the game as Benson has three fouls now. Lady Owls have three, and they're all Bensons. So she's in some serious foul trouble here heading into the half. Inbound goes to Frame. Back to Porterfield. Back to Frame on the left side. Head fake. Porterfield, they swing. Chambers, right side baseline, drives in, kicks it out to Myers. They swing to the left, and Frame takes another three. That one's long, and so is the rebound. It comes out long, right back to Frame. She gives it to Myers for three, and Chambers gets the rebound. Frame will set up for another three-pointer. That goes no good and sails out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover for Countersport. Bradford will end down, still down by 10, 24-14 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Pershini loses it, and as she falls to the floor, she's called for a travel. So Bradford turns it right back over. Both teams have three fouls. Problem is for Bradford that all three are on Alana Benson, so that's going to keep her in foul trouble during the entire second half of the game. Frame to Myers to Chambers. Driving in to Sierra Myers, the taller of the two Myers, and she puts up a little floater. That's good for two. Schleicher trying to break through the trap. She does. She's going coast to coast, puts up a tough shot. It's strong off the glass, but close gets the board, and she's fouled. So Countersport sees, I think they see the opportunity here with Benson on the bench to try to go into the trap. Benson, by far the best ball handler on the team. But that time worked out for the Lady Owls as Schleicher is able to break through. Misses the layup at the end, but close gets the rebound, and she's sent to the line. She misses the first, but she'll have one more opportunity to get this lead back into the single digits. No, she'll cut it back down to 11, rather. This one bounces long and still doesn't drop somehow. Countersport with the board and outlet pass to Frame. Frame across half court. Sets up the offense. I believe we now have Dubots back in the game. And there's a three up by Chambers, I believe. So it's a 15-point game, 29-14. Boy, this Countersport team sure can't go on a run. Schleicher has to pick up her dribble, tries to give it to Taylor, but it's stolen. And Frame finishes on the other side. So Frame putting up some serious points here. Porterfield creates the steal. Frame comes away with it and is able to finish. It's 31-14 with 40 seconds to go. Dixon driving. A lot of contact. Doesn't finish. And Countersport with the rebound. Great drive by Dixon. Just didn't get the call there or the drop. Here's Frame driving, working on Schleicher. Inside to Chambers. She can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds, but they call it out on Bradford. So tough break there. A couple of substitutions for Countersport. Still a 17-point game, 31-14, as Countersport has really gone on a run here in the second quarter. Inbound pass. Layup no good. Second chance opportunity. That one drops, and she's fouled. So it's Olivia Fink just entered the game. The inbound goes to her. She misses the shot, is able to clean it up with a second chance opportunity, and she's fouled. So a three-point play, doesn't convert, and stepped on the line anyway. So up to a 19-point lead now, 33-14 with 19 seconds to play in the first half. Here comes Schleicher over half court. Bounce pass to Close. Schleicher goes in motion. Close drives on the left side. Looking for Dixon, but it's not there. Dixon has to change direction. She gathers the pass. Cross court to Schleicher for two. It's off the backboard and no good, but Taylor gets the rebound. Not enough time to do anything with it, though. So we go into the half after Countersport went on a huge run. Let's tally that up. A 25? No. Good maths. Yeah, 25. A 25-point run, 25-6. Overall, from about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, they went on a 25-6 run to make it 25-4 run, rather. Never been a math guy. 25-4 run for the last 10 minutes of play makes it 33-14 heading into the locker room for halftime. So 33-14, Lady Owls trail to Countersport. We're going to take a brief break, tally up the stats, and we'll be back with our halftime show for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I was probably a little bit like you. There was a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines. I didn't know what to believe. And I tell you, everyone has an opinion. Some of my friends got vaccinated and some were against it. But I knew this was an important decision, so I went to somebody I already trusted, my doctor.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports, Lady Owls halftime show here, as we are in the locker room hosting Countersport halfway through the game. It's a 33-14 lead for the Lady Falcons. And it was a great first quarter, absolutely great first quarter, highly competitive. And then in the second quarter, Countersport was able to really run away with it. With about 2 minutes left in the first, Lady Owls had a slight lead, and then a run started and continued right up until the start of the end of the second quarter. So we'll run through it here real quick. We start off, and Alana Benson came out firing. I mean, she really put the Owls up early and was doing work, coming away with steals and putting up shots and layups, and doing a great job, Alana Benson. And then she finds herself eventually in some foul trouble, so she did have to come out there in the second quarter. She has three fouls. She'll have to watch that in the second half. She'll have to make sure that she doesn't come up with too much contact in fear of fouling out of the game, because she had 8 points all in the first quarter. So 8 points all in the first, didn't score any in the second, but the Owls only had 10 points in the first, and eight of them were from Benson. The other two were Carly Pershini, but they were outscored 13-10 in the first quarter. Now they had a 10-8 lead with just a couple minutes left in that quarter.
And then Countersport started their run. So we finished the first quarter 13-10, Lady Falcons lead. They continue this run all the way while putting up 20 points in the second quarter. That's a lot for a high school basketball team, especially in PA with no shot clock. I mean, a lot of the boys games that we've covered this season, we haven't seen 20 points in a single quarter. So for this Lady Falcons to do it, to put up 20 points, and while they were putting up 20, they also held Bradford to just 4. So, you know, you do the quick math on that, and it's quite a run. It's a 26-point run, I guess. 26-4 was the run for Countersport. They take a 33-14 lead into the half, up by 19. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players already in the scorebook through the Lady Falcons. 6 players with some offensive production. They are led, of course, by Liz Frame. So Liz Frame, their primary ball handler, starting point guard, and probably their most prolific scorer. She has 13 points, and 9 of them came in the second quarter. Then several other Lady Falcons all close together here. So the next closest would be Emma Chambers with 7. And then we have Belle Porterfield with 5. We have Savannah Myers with 4. And we have Sierra Myers with 2. Also Olivia Fink with 2 for a total of 33 points. On the Bradford side of the ball, Alana Benson leads the team with 8. Kaylee Dixon had 4 all in the second quarter. And Carly Pershini with 2 for a total of 14. So the Owls, Lady Owls, want to claw back into this one, down by 19. They're going to need to start the third quarter in the same exact way that they started the first. Benson's going to have to come out, and she's going to have to she's going to have to get the momentum swing started. She is kind of the firecracker of this team, and we saw it, you know, in the first 5-6 minutes of the first quarter. She is how this team gets moving. So if she comes out and starts this second half the way she started the first, with 8 quick points, moving, doing work, stealing balls, putting up layups, these give and go plays, finding Kaylee Dixon down low, getting Kaylee involved, all of that stuff is going to be what it takes to try to claw back from this and make it a close game going into the fourth. If they can, you know, come up with some defensive stops in that 2-3 zone they're in. But she also has to do all of that. Talk about a tough position. She has to do all that while trying to not collect any more fouls. Already has 3 fouls on the night. And for Kaylee Dixon, she, I believe, found something there in the second quarter where she was set up on the low block, left side, and she had just 2 passes down low. High passes where she was able to just reach up and grab it. No other player could get up there and just turn around and put up a quick shot. There was no fancy up and under moves, nothing like that. She just turned around and put up a left-handed layup both times and was able to get it to fall. So Kaylee Dixon might have something figured out there down low. If she can get fed the ball, Benson will be able to come back into this game and break through that full court trap. So the Lady Owls will look to get back to work here in the third quarter. We'll take one more break here, and then we'll start our third quarter of action. It's 33-14. Countersport leads Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
We are underway for the third quarter for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Currently Dixon with it on the left side, kicks out to Pershini. Pershini driving into the elbow, and it's stolen. Porterfield's going to come up with the steal, but she's called for a carry, so she gives it right back to the Lady Owls. Pershini is going to exit the game for Riley Close. So it's inbound is tipped back out of bounds by Frame. So Schleicher will re-inbound. Schleicher, Close, Benson, Taylor, and Dixon on the floor. Taylor goes to get the inbound. She's going to come up on the right side. Looking back to Close. There's Dixon at the elbow on the right side. Dixon goes to the left. Elevates, puts up the shots. No good, but she draws the foul. Great job by Callie Dixon. Need her to get into it a little bit. Get incorporated. Get her involved as much as possible. First free throw is long, hits the back of the rim. The foul was on Sierra Myers. It's her second, team first of the half. And we'll get one more look. That one's good. So Callie gets her fifth point, and it's 33-15. Countersport leads. Bradford in a full court press. Frame. Still haven't gotten over half court. She just did now. Pass to Porterfield. To Myers in the corner. Wow. Nice feed cross court from Sierra Myers to Savannah Myers. Just kind of saw her left there. She was able to sneak through the zone coverage, and she gets an easy layup on the right side. So Benson collects the inbound. Bradford back down by 20. 35-15. Actually, that's the largest lead of the night, 20 points. It was 19 previously. Close with it, left side. Benson looks to gather it, but good defense from Porterfield. Benson will be called for a travel. Had to put up a tough finger roll from a little farther out than you typically see a finger roll attempt, probably 7 feet out. But had to go right to left to get freed up for the shot. Travels in the process. Here's Frame set up for three, and that's good. Liz Frame. I mean, absolutely automatic. And Bradford wasn't in position to get a hand up there. So it's now 38-15. And we're going to see Dixon come out of the game as well. It's, let's see. Riley Cleveland enters the game. So Close going to work here, dribbling inside. Tries to kick it out to Schleicher. Schleicher gets tangled up. We have a jump ball. And that's going to be Countersport possession. 5:55 yet to go. Inbound. 5:55 in the third quarter yet to go. Here comes Frame. Frame looking cross court. Porterfield almost loses it, but she's able to gather it. Here comes Myers, loses it now. Close with it. Close. Getting picked up by Porterfield. She'll get across half court and give it to Cleveland. Now Taylor. Taylor with a beautiful give and go. On the right side, Taylor inside to Cleveland. She goes. And Cleveland gives it right back. Benson almost comes away with a steal, but Frame is set up for three. So Benson can't get her hands completely on the steal and ends up leaving Frame open on the perimeter. So 41-17 with 5:05 left in the third. An update from halftime in Brockway where the boys are. Brockway leads the Owls 27-19 at the half. Here's Benson for three. It's just to the right, but Riley Close breaks through and gets the rebound and the putback. Nice work for Close. Just wasn't boxed out. Cuts through a pair of Lady Falcons and steals the rebound away. Here's Myers for a jump shot from the free throw line. No good, and Mackenzie Taylor gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Schleicher. Schleicher will get a high screen from Taylor. Tries the screen and roll there, but it's not available. So Benson will gather the pass. She's going to spin off to the left. Drives back in on the right. Floater. No good, but she's fouled. Beautiful spin move by Alana Benson. Kind of left Porterfield behind. But good help defense as they collapse in on her. Stop her from making the layup, but she did draw the foul. And she's going to make her first. That foul. I'm not sure who that foul was on, actually. Benson sinks the second, so it's back down to 22 now, 42-20, with 4:10 left in the third. Here comes Countersport, gets across the half-court line. Porterfield to Frame. Frame pump fake on the three, drives inside, stops short, puts up the shot, no good. And Taylor with another rebound.
Mackenzie Dehler cleaning up the glass. Outlet pass goes to Benson. Left side. Pass to Close. Benson goes in motion. Close on the right side now. Back to Taylor. Back to Close. 3:40 to play. Inside to Cleveland. Benson cuts inside. She receives the pass. Puts up a tough shot and it goes. A little bit of contact. No call, but she's able to finish and cuts the lead to 20. 42 to 22 with 3.5 to play in the third. And a steal by Pershini. Benson comes away with it. The Lady Owls might be cooking up a comeback attempt here. Pershini with it. Inside to Cleveland. Give and go. Pershini, left side. Layup is too strong. Countersport with the board. Frame off and running. Gives it to Myers. Down low. Turn around. Kicked out to Chambers. Chambers from about 11 feet out. Sinks it. And we've got a timeout for Countersport. A Tax-In timeout brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant, the intersection of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Coming out of the Tax-In timeout, which was called by Countersport coach Bonnell. And the Lady Owls trying to claw back here. They've got it down to a 21-point deficit, at one point down by 23, I believe. It's 43 to 22 right now with 2:56 left to play. Bradford inbounds. Oh, 2:56 left in the third quarter, rather. Benson will bring it across half court. She gives it to Pershini. Close goes in motion. Pershini's going to drive on the left side. Kicks it out to Close for three. It's short. Pershini trying to track down the rebound, but Chambers is able to get to it first. Outlet pass goes to Frame. Frame is going to stop short of the three and pass it off to Porterfield. Back to Chambers. Chambers, head fake, drives inside. Back to Porterfield, to Savannah Myers for three, and she drills that. So 46 to 22, and every time the Owls gain some momentum, Countersport is able to stomp it right back out. And now we're going to take another timeout, this time by Coach Richards. We'll keep it here after we just came out of our Tax-In timeout. So a 24-point deficit now. 46 to 22. The Lady Owls have really battled here in this third quarter. They've put up 9 points. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 9 points, which they put up 10 in the entire first quarter. And there's still 2 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the third. They've already put up 9. So it's really been a nice quarter offensively, but there's just not a lot of answers defensively to stop this Lady Falcons team. Is they have put up, even in this quarter, they've put up 13. And it feels like, you know, a much closer game, obviously 9-13 so far, if you just look at this quarter isolated. But Countersport was able to jump ahead so far in that second quarter. It's tough to come back from that. Pershini outside to Close. Close on the left side, picks up a dribble, needs some help. Pershini will come out, gather the pass, gets a high screen from Taylor, sets up three for Pershini, and it's good. So Pershini knocks in the three, and it's 46 to 24 now. Boy, was that a two? Layup no good by Countersport, and putback tipped by Cleveland. So she gets a nice, she gets a little piece of the ball there and a nice block. Close will bring it up. Gives it to Pershini. Pershini for three. Best one's short. And we've got Countersport out and running the other way. Benson. causes the turnover. She tried for the steal, but couldn't get to it. Either way, knocks the ball loose, and Countersport goes out of bounds trying to track it down. I guess that two, four, six. I guess that Pershini shot. Double check my math when I get a moment, but looks like they might have marked it as a two. Here's Benson. Pershini, turnaround, layup. Oh, and it actually drops, but it hit the top. There's a mechanical, a cable that lowers the hoop. And it did drop in, but it just touched that cable, and that's out of bounds. So it's no basket. So here's a Myers three-pointer, no good. A rebound by Wonderly. And I believe she's fouled. 32 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 46-24. The foul was on Cleveland. Her first team. Team first. Pass goes out of bounds. It's tipped by Bradford. So it'll stay Countersport ball.
You're good. Be in help.
So Countersport with 22 seconds on the clock. Benson almost gets the steal, but can't come away with it. Now Close almost gets the steal, but it goes out of bounds. So there's the inbound by Countersport. Cross court pass. Myers down low. Layup on the right side. No good. Wow. So that's Olivia Fink who puts up the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound and is able to put in the putback, the second chance opportunity, and make it 48-24 at the end of three quarters. There's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for the fourth quarter of Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. So a little bit of a correction there. We had 48-24. I was still trying to figure out if that Pershini shot was a two or a three. I thought I saw it as a three, but it was definitely a two. But I was confused because the scoreboard was added as a one, and that was knocking me off. And I knew it needed to be an odd number. It was an even number. So 48-25. And here comes Pershini on the left side. Kicks it out to Benson for three. And it's just off the mark. Chambers trying to go for the outlet. A little confusion there on the outlet pass. Chambers trying to, I think, give it to Frame. But Sierra Myers was also right there. And it gets touched by both of them, caught by neither, goes out of bounds. Benson working for Bradford. 7.5 minutes to play. Still a 23-point game, 48-25. Inside to Schleicher. She's stuffed but gets her own rebound, gives it to Dixon. Her shot is short. Schleicher gets the rebound again and again. Still no putback. And now Countersport with it, but Schleicher tracks it down and gets the jump ball. It's still going to be Countersport possession, but it will flip that possession arrow back over into Bradford's favor. So here's Countersport going to work. Frame with it on the right side. Back across to Porterfield. Chambers in the corner, kicks it back out. They swing from left to right. Frame puts up another three-pointer. This one's short. Tracked down by Porterfield. Back out to Frame. Back to Porterfield. Chambers in the corner for three, and that's off the mark. Savannah Myers trying to track it down, and she does. Kicks it back out to Frame. Back down to Chambers. Chambers driving baseline, left side, bounce pass down low. And Dixon trying to reach in there for the steal, but she'll be called for a reach and foul. It's going to be on the floor. It's Dixon's first, second, it looks like. And here's the inbound by Savannah Myers. Frame cuts in on the left side and is left open for the layup. So Schleicher
just kind of got left there. She was trying to catch back up, but couldn't get there in time, and it's 50-25. Schleicher on the other side. Layup is just short. Frame with the rebound. 50-25. Counter score taken off. 6:17 left to play. That is Myers for three. No good. Sierra Myers gets the board. The putback doesn't drop, but she is fouled. So Sierra Myers to the line for the first time tonight. So she'll get two shots from the charity stripe. Misses a first, 50-25. Lady Owls had played pretty tough first and third quarters. Second shot drops. But the problem is that glaring second quarter and the fact that even when you play this counter sport team tough, they still seem to be able to outscore. I mean, they're just – it's hard to stop them offensively. Benson puts up a three. It's no good. And Kattaspor is able to secure the rebound. So here comes Savannah Myers across the frame. Liz Frame with a hand signal to start up the offensive play. Myers to Chambers on the left side. Chambers pops a three. She likes what she saw, and she makes it. So she actually drilled that one right in the defender's eyeball. I don't know if that was the play that Liz Frame called for, but it certainly worked out. 54-25. And that's going to be a foul on Sierra Myers. Let's see. Looks like her fourth, team third, and it sends Dixon to the line for two. She makes her first to make it 54-26. She'll get one more look here. Second shot rattles in and out and somehow pops out. So 54-26, Kattaspor off and running with 5:15 to play. Frame stops short for the three. It's no good. And we have Pershini with the board. She picked up her dribble, needs some help. She gives it to Benson. Benson trying to get across the half-court line. She's going to be picked up by Porterfield, who has been a tough defender here tonight. Gives it to Close. Close gets a high screen from Pershini, drives right side, cross-court. And it's stolen by Porterfield. Porterfield off and running, trying to go coast to coast, loses control, and she's called for a carry. We need an inbounder down here for Bradford. Everybody but Benson kind of left the backcourt. So Pershini comes down to handle it. Inbounds to Benson with 4:45 left in the game. Still 54-26. Trying to pass down low to Dixon, but it's just off the mark, and Myers is able to get the steal. Outlet pass to Frame. Frame gives it to Myers. Down low to Chambers. Chambers working baseline. Kicks it out to Porterfield for two. It's no good, and we have a push in the back, and that was called on Emma Chambers. Her first, team fourth, Bradford inbounds. And here's Close. Down low to Dixon. Dixon, wow, fakes one side, turns to the other, and it's just off the back of the rim. Little strong, hits a bit of a dead spot, pops back out. So Frame will bring it up for the Lady Falcons. She'll give it to Myers. Myers down low to Chambers for two. It's off the mark, but Porterfield gets the rebound. So that keeps this Kattaspor play alive. Frame sees Myers down low. Layup no good, but Myers is able to get the offensive board, and she's fouled possibly by Pershini. Yeah, Pershini will commit the foul. Her first, team fourth, and Kattaspor will inbound with 3:49 to play. Still 54-26. Lady Falcons, Myers looking. Still hasn't gotten the ball in. She attempts to throw it in. It actually hits Cleveland in the back of the head, but Coach Bunnell had to call the timeout in fear of not getting the ball in time. So we'll take a tax-in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls, Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports, 54-26 with 3:49 left to play. The Lady Owls trying to stay out of the mercy rule. And it's Myers with a left-handed layup, and that starts the running clock mercy rule as they're now at a 30-point deficit, 56-26. So Pershini to Cleveland. Benson driving left side, puts up a tough shot, draws contact. Shot doesn't fall, but she will go to the line for two. Clock will run until the ref comes up to signal officially the foul. So the foul is on Porterfield, her second, team fifth. Benson sinks the first. Shooting well from the line tonight. Currently 5 of 6 and about to take her seventh. And that one, of course, as soon as I say that, hits the back of the rim and bounces back out. So 29-point lead now. Frame brings it up, 56-27. Here's Myers driving baseline, but she travels, so it's going to be a countersport turnover. 3 minutes to play in the running clock. Bradford inbounds. Benson will bring it up. Gets across half court. She's met by Porterfield. Gives it to Dixon on the left side. Dixon trying to drive in. Left-handed layup is off the mark. Myers with the rebound. Outlet pass to Frame. Frame pushing. Porterfield driving. And she double dribbles. So 2.5 minutes to go now. There's another inbound to Benson. Again, Lady Owls have been playing tough here in the second half and in the first quarter. Just that second quarter really got away from them. That second quarter was more like any of the others. It's, you know, a much closer game. Maybe even a single-digit lead. Maybe about a 10-point lead for countersport if that quarter plays out differently. Give and go for Frame. Layup doesn't go. And now Schleicher gathers the outlet pass and will bring it over half court. 1:40 left in the game. Schleicher to Caden Stiles, who just entered the game. Tried to pass it inside to Dixon, but it's stolen. Frame stopped short and kicked it out to Chambers for three, or for long two, rather. And no good, goes out of bounds. So we've got a bit of a line change here for countersport. So almost the entire team, four Lady Falcons, will come out. And just Sierra Myers stays in. Benson to Stiles, inside to Dixon, passes tip, but Dixon is able to grab it, kicks it back out to Schleicher. We're inside of a minute. Benson working on the right side, draws more contact. Benson doing a really good job tonight, putting that ball on the floor and drawing the contact, racking up the fouls, been sent to the line a handful of times. Here's the inbound, Schleicher with it, gives it to Benson for three, and Benson drills it. So it's 56-30 now, with 37 seconds to play. Benson drilled that three from the corner. And here's another countersport turnover. Benson will bring it up with 20 seconds to go now. Well, that running clock really goes quickly. Don't notice how many times the clock stops until it doesn't anymore. Wow, Benson sees Schleicher down low. Beautiful pass. Schleicher doesn't finish, but Dixon gets the board. And it ends up getting knocked out by countersport. Can't get the inbound up in time with that running clock rule. Can't get the inbound in before the buzzer. So it's going to be a final score of 56. Deleted it. Going to be a final score of, let's see here, 56-30. Final score of 56-30. Countersport tops the Bradford Lady Owls. We're going to tally up the stats, and we'll break it all down quarter by quarter and run through the top scorers of the night following the Lady Owls loss to the Lady Falcons here at the Owls Nest. Really good game, just a tough second quarter for the Lady Owls. Other than that, they played this, for a 9-3 team, I think, coming in on the night. So you take away that second quarter, played a 9-3 team pretty tough all night, but and you got to put that second quarter in there, which was a 20-4 quarter for countersport. And they come away with the 26-point win. 56-30, your final score. The Lady Owls drop it. We'll be back with a post-game show in just about 2 minutes or so. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information that you need. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We are in the postgame show here after Bradford drops one to the Countersport Lady Falcons, final score of 56-30. So a 26-point loss, but really three quarters of play was much closer than that. It was really the second quarter of the game that Countersport was able to run away with it. They end up going on about a, what do we say? I think a 26-4 run, something like that, a 26-4 run with about, from about 2 minutes left of the first quarter, right up until halftime, went on a huge run, got way out in front, and was just able to kind of cushion that for every other quarter to build up that, you know, 26-point win. They were at one point up by 30, which was they just reached 30 long enough to put the game into the mercy rule. Bradford was able to obviously knock it back down to a 26-point deficit by the end of the game, but they had put that mercy rule into effect, that running clock rule, and you know, just the rest of the game kind of flew by there. But we'll break it down quarter by quarter, as it was an interesting game when you look at exactly how things broke down. Because in the first quarter, again, Countersport came in. They were 9-3 on the season, so obviously now they are 10-3. But in that first quarter, the Lady Owls came out firing, and they looked like they were going to play this team tough, and they did. Alana Benson came out. She put up 8 points in that first quarter. She was getting steals. She was running coast to coast. She was putting up layups, jump shots. She was kind of doing it all, and Countersport was able to spread the ball around. That's really their specialty, is just spreading the ball around. They have so many people, so many players that can produce points, so they spread the ball around, and it's kind of tricky. They end up outscoring the Lady Owls 13-10 in that first quarter. So we go into the second, down by three, three-point game. A great quarter of play for the Lady Owls. Just need to try to come up with some stops defensively, and all of a sudden, this might turn into a big win, you know, for Bradford against this Countersport team. So we go into the second quarter, and again, the last 2 minutes or so of the first and that entire second quarter was a rout the entire time. The second quarter itself, Countersport was able to outscore Bradford 20-7. 20-4 and a second guess myself there. 20-4 was the second quarter. That 8 minutes of play, I mean, really
got out of hand, and Kuytorspor was able to pull away for a big halftime lead. 33-14 was the score going into the half. And Liz Frame, that's kind of when she really came in. She had 4 points in that first quarter, but that second quarter is when she really started to kind of take over the game. Liz Frame, obviously their kind of biggest contributor and star player, and she brings up the ball. She's their point guard, but also their most prolific scorer. So anytime you have both of those in the same player, it's tough. But she really turned it on in the second. Again, they take a 33-14 lead into the locker room. We come out into the third, and it's a much closer game again in the third quarter, similar to how it was in the first. But the Lady Owls kind of, you know, they stuck in there and played tough. They came up with some stops. Ultimately, they still let up 15 points for Kuytorspor, but they put up 10 of their own. So nowhere near what it was like in the second quarter, a little more similar to the first. Outscored 15-10 in the third. We go into the fourth, and again, Kuytorspor is just able to build up enough of a cushion to touch that 30-point lead to put the running clock rule into effect. Bradford does almost catch up as far as the quarter breakdown goes. Kuytorspor only outscored them by 3 in the fourth. It was 8-5 was the score, the scoring breakdown for the fourth quarter, for a final score, of course, of 56-30. Lady Owls still searching for another win here. Haven't won since Johnsonburg back December, would have been about, what, December 22nd, something like that, the win against Johnsonburg. But they will get back at it. I believe tomorrow they're heading out on the road, I think to face Clarion Limestone. Not absolutely sure about that. But we will catch up with them later in the future as well. We're not done with Lady Owls broadcast, so we'll stick with it and hopefully bring you another win here for the Lady Owls. Now we'll break it down by leading scorers for Kuytorspor. First, it's Liz Frame, of course, absolutely fantastic basketball player. She's got a great jump shot. She can shoot from just about anywhere on the floor. I mean, she was putting it up from mid-range. She's made three-pointers. She was putting up layups. She came away with some steals, was really doing it, had some really nice passes as well, a beautiful feed on a give and go there as well. Could read the ball well, could read the play. Came away with 21 points when it was all said and done. Liz Frame, 21 points, the leading scorer of the game. Then next up for Kuytorspor was Emma Chambers. She had 12 points. Then we have Savannah Myers with 11 points. We have Belle Porterfield with 5 points, Olivia Fink with 4 points, and Sierra Myers, the taller of the two, the forward of the two Myers, and she had 3 points on the night. And over for the Lady Owls, the leading scorer tonight was Alana Benson. She had a great night offensively. She had 16 points. The only quarter that she didn't score in was the second, and that's mostly because she ended up exiting the game, or exiting the floor in foul trouble about halfway through, maybe 3 minutes left in the second quarter. She got her third foul, and she was in foul trouble. Can't get four before the half. I mean, that's kind of the rule of thumb. If you get three, you got to sit out until after halftime. So that's maybe the only thing that kept her out of the second quarter. She might have broke 20 points tonight if it wasn't for that foul trouble. She ends with 16. And then we have Callie Dixon with 6 points. We have Carly Pershini with 4 points, and we have Mackenzie Taylor and Riley Close with 2 points apiece for a total of 30. So actually, Kuytorspor is going to improve to a 10-win team. They are now going to be 10-3 on the season, while the Lady Owls, I believe, are going to fall. I believe Lady Owls are going to fall to 1-12. I think if I have that right, 1-12. And next up will be the boys back here at home. The boys will be hosting Clarion Limestone tomorrow. So tomorrow, with a 3:20 pregame and a 3:30 tip off, will be Bradford Owls hosting Clarion Limestone. A nice Saturday afternoon game that'll be followed up by NCAA basketball, Kentucky at Kansas at 5:45. So again, the Lady Owls drop it to Kuytorspor tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, back at the station, I am Jimmy Kelt signing off.
of Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.